Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to episode 24 of the Bulky Blue. And, well, today isn't a good one. It's not an angry one. It's more of a disheartened, upset one, to be totally honest. It's going to be a review of City 3, Chelsea 1. And ultimately, what I think will happen moving forward. First thing I'll get into is the lineup. It's the only real note I've got written down. So I'm going to do this pretty much on the fly. We had Mendy in goal. We had Aspi, Silva, Zuma, Chilwell. We had a midfield of Kante, Mount and Kova. And the front three of Ziyech, Pulisic and Werner down the middle. Finally, looking at that lineup, the lineup was arguably our strongest available 11. Maybe Kova off for Havertz. I think Reece James is at the moment better than Aspi, but that's why I said available. And we started the match pretty well. First 10-15 minutes, we were playing quite well. There was a few things in the game that should have gone our way before City made it 1-0. Like for example, we had their goalkeeper debutant, Zach Steffen, I think his name was, picked up a back pass. Now I know it's an indirect free kick, but the free kick was then proceeded to be taken outside the box. Well, surely it should be where the incident happened, which he picked it up about a yard inside the box. So I know it's only a yard, but if it's an indirect free kick and he can't shoot anyway, like can't shoot straight off, why is it being taken from outside the box? But there's that. I don't even think the goalkeeper got booked because it's handball. The other thing is Rodri. He tripped Timo in the box. In the box. It was more in the box than the Leeds penalty. Or the penalty that went against Leeds versus Spurs. And ref didn't give it. VAR didn't give it. And it begs the question, well, it's brought in to do decisions like that. They showed the replay on the slow-mo. Rodri cuts, like, puts his leg across Timo. Doesn't get the ball. And he trips him. And when he trips him, the contact is inside the box. So, for me and for every other Chelsea fan I've seen, we should have had a penalty yesterday at 0-0. Now, I just want to clarify that that's not the reason why we lost yesterday. But if we get our penalty and with Werner on the pitch, he gets his goal. He gets a bit of confidence moving forward. But not only that, 1-0 against City is a completely different game. And nope, after that, we let him get back in the game. De Bruyne had a huge chance that he put wide. That should have been a wake-up call. But it weren't. Ball came down the side. Foden, I think it was, passed it into Gundogan. Gundogan spun Silva and just fired in a bottom corner. Mendy had a shocker. Silva had a shocker. Zouma had a shocker. Aspi didn't so much have a shocker, but he just was completely outnumbered every time because he had no help. Chilwell, well, he was just beaten for pace by Sterling, as from what I kept seeing. But the one who for me had the biggest shocker yesterday was Kante. He had an absolute stinker yesterday, and his passing has been wayward for weeks. But what he normally does is he gets it back and goes again. And he's always in the way, intercepting, blocking. But today, he wasn't even doing any of that. He got absolutely rinsed for the third goal. Which, by the way, why the fuck are we giving De Bruyne that much space in our box for him to just tap it home? And with the second goal, Foden just turned into fucking... It was a great finish. I'm not going to take anything away from City because they were brilliant. But we didn't help matters by being shit. The Foden goal, again, it's at his near post. It's far enough out. Foden didn't even add power, he just directed it. Like, Mendy should be getting that. And that was my point. He had a shocker. And the worrying part is the fact that that's a lineup we've all wanted. We've wanted Pulisic, Ziyech on the wings. We've wanted Werner up front. People have wanted Kai to be dropped because he's been supposedly shit for weeks. That's our best back four, barring Reece, but Reece is injured at the moment. And Mendy's our best available goalkeeper. Like, that's what's worrying. And people are trying to pin it on Lampard. What more is he meant to do? He's picked the team. They obviously do work in training, because otherwise we wouldn't have, like, our defence wouldn't have been holding up, our set pieces wouldn't be as good and all that. But it's going back to individual errors that are costing us rather than collective. Silva, you can tell that other leagues normally take a break this time of year. You look at when the Bundesliga typically goes on break. And you can tell when, like, the French league does and all that. Because our signings just looked half dead. And I don't know, right now it just feels like I'm making any excuse for them, because I want them to succeed so much. And I think they will succeed. That's not an issue here. The issue is right now, it's going to end up costing Lampard his job. And I'll get to that in a bit. But carrying on with the match review, we had three subs. He used all three. We had a double sub of Ziyech and Kante off, Billy and Hudson-Odoi on. And then that was in the 64th minute. And in the 77th minute, we had Havertz come on for Kovar. And it was literally like the last kick of the game. Hudson-Odoi got a goal. And Kai got the assist. It was a Havertz assist. So I suppose that's the only positive you could take from this match. Kai got a goal contribution. Hudson-Odoi is just putting a stamp on why he should be starting right now. I know Ziyech was sublime before he got injured, but at the end of the day, if he's only half fit and he's only just come back, but Hudson-Odoi's playing the way he's playing, surely Hudson-Odoi should be given the nod, especially as we were all told it's based on merit. And that side of things I don't think is helping Frank Lampard. But then he's in a no-win situation. No matter what he does, he's either going to get crucified for it online, or he's going to get crucified for it by the media. Oh, you had Ziyech available, why weren't you playing him? And then you got players who, so like for like right now, Hudson-Odoi is in good form, had multiple goal contributions lately. And if he has one bad game after Lampard starts him, everyone be rinsing Hudson-Odoi a new one. They'll be seeing him slagging off Lampard going, well, why are you fucking playing him? Like, he's in a no-win situation. And I've said it before, you can question him. You can question decisions. You can criticise. But how any Chelsea fan wants us to sack Frank Lampard is beyond me. Now, any other manager, I think he would be gone already. We've got 4 points from the previous available 18, with a losses against Everton, Wolves, a win against West Ham, so that's 3 points out of 9. Loss at Arsenal, that's 3 points from 12. Draw at Villa, which is 4 points from 15. And then a loss yesterday against City, which is 4 points from 18. And you look at them on reflection in a way of, all right, it's Man City. You're not. People are going to say that Man City should be winning that game anyway. Fair enough. Arsenal, I know they're lower than us in the table right now, but they shouldn't be there. Their squad is better than 13th, I think they're in now. Everton away is always a tough game. Ask any manager. And you look at Wolves away, again, it's always a tough one. Ask any manager. It's what I was saying, though, on the last one, I think it was, or maybe the one before, that it's the way we're losing them. We're not turning up. We're being complacent. We're being lethargic. We're being shit, basically. And as I said, that's the worrying sign. Will will Lampard get the sack because of it? We're currently sitting in eighth. And depending on the Southampton result tonight, if they get a point, like if they get a draw or a win against Liverpool, if they get a draw or a win against Liverpool, then we go down to ninth. Because we're currently tied on points with Southampton. We're ahead of them on goal difference. So, we need Liverpool to win that match tonight. And to be fair, they probably will. But wow. We need Liverpool to beat Southampton to stay eighth. It's ridiculous. I know the league is so tight this season, and I know we're 3 points off the top four. And to be fair, it could be a lot more given that some of them teams have games in hand. Like Spurs do, City do, Villa do, United do, Liverpool play theirs tonight. So they've all got games in hand, and that's the point. Like, we need to start picking up points. Our next Premier League game is, I think, Fulham. And then we got Leicester after that. In all honesty, as much as I want him to stay, because I love the man, I love Lampard to bits, as much as I want him to stay, I don't think Roman will keep him. I genuinely think Lampard will be sacked. And it's such a heartbreaking thing to say, because he's brought in to oversee something that we were, at a time that we were proper in trouble. And he has done well. He really overachieved last season, given all the circumstances. And it's hard to watch people turn on him. He finished fourth last season, got to an FA Cup final, got out of the group of the Champions League, which, given our group and, again, our situation, no one thought we would even do that. We had our best player from the season before gone. Sold. We had a transfer ban. Brought in a shit ton of youth, and we still had Deadwood at the club. And we finished fourth. Lampard overachieved last season. And our board backed him. The players we've got are brilliant players. Let's not kid ourselves here. They are brilliant players. And they need time to adapt. And he made a very valid point yesterday when he did his interview. He did his post-match, and he turned around and said that when teams go through rebuilding processes, there's always going to be pain, there's always going to be hurdles. And he pointed out that when we were on the unbeaten run and people were saying, to him about in interviews, like in press conferences and etc. When they were saying, like, you're title contenders, he said, no, we're not. And he said there will be bumps in the road. And he has been spot on with everything he said. He's been more accurate than previous managers. Like, with Conte, it was always suffer, suffer, suffer that you used to hear out of him in the press conference. With Sarri, his press conferences were just the same shit over and over. And you saw it, I saw it on his face yesterday. He's hurt. He's probably, I'd say, beside Mason, maybe Reese. Basically the youngsters. Beside those, Lampard would be the most hurt by yesterday's result. That's not saying that the big name players and the transfers in don't care. Like, because Pulisic cares, you can see it in his face. Werner does. Not saying the likes of Havertz, Silva, Mendy and all them don't care. But my point is, Lampard and the other, like the youth, the academy boys, or the academy boys have been there since day dot, with the exception of Gilmore, but he's also been in the academy. And Lampard came into Chelsea and won everything. He's already called us his club. Over West Ham, over Man City, because he played there for a year. And, yeah, he will be hurt by the form. More than majority of that squad. And was it too soon for him? Maybe. Coming into that impossible job after only one season in management, maybe it was too soon for him. And don't get me wrong, I'm so glad he has given it a go and tried his best, because his work ethic will just tell you that his best is all he'll ever give. You knew that as a player, and I can't see him changing now that he's a manager. But that's going to be the hard part, because he is, for me, our best ever player. Ever. We've had players who have been more talented than him. Like, Mata had more talent than him. Hazard had more talent than him. But for me, Lampard was the best we have ever had. And he brought a sense of unity when he came. Everyone was on top of the world. We've got our Chelsea back. We've got Lampard. Lampard's blue and white army. And for some reason, even though we were overachieving last season, it quickly changed. And you had dickheads sitting there going, we want Lampard out. And then trying to claim they're a Chelsea fan. In the song, Blue is the Colour, and I'm not going to take credit for this, someone put out a tweet about this in the song Blue is the Colour. The song even says, so cheer us on through the sun and the rain. Which means whether we're having a good time or a bad time, you support your club. You back them. You back the players. You back the manager. Unfortunately, we're in a time where Chelsea managers don't get time. We brought in Sarri for a 3-year project, and after one season, he was gone. We brought in Lampard to oversee this, his ideal and his philosophy. And it looks like after a season and a half, he's going to be gone. If we sack Lampard, which personally I think is coming, I think it's going to happen. If we sack him, then as a Chelsea fan, you may as well forget any form of long-term project. Because if we're not willing, same as if the board aren't willing to back our manager and a player, like a legend of the club like Frank, if they're not willing to back him and if the fans aren't willing to be patient with him, this manager merry-go-round will never stop. It'll be Tuchel, Nagelsmann, Allegri. Like, we'll go through the managers like we did since Roman's been in there. Yes, the trophies do speak, but that'll be what it's like the entire time Roman's in charge. And now, I say, I'm not going to sit there and blame Roman for it. Because to be fair to him, he has put in a fuck ton of money into this club. Saved us, basically. And he wants the best trophies coming in the door and in the trophy cabinet. And again, for that, I don't blame him. It's also a business to him. We need to be in and around the top four in Europe, winning the trophies and all that. We need to be to make it financially viable for Roman. But then what I will say is don't then sit there and say, not so much Roman, he doesn't really speak to the press, but they come out and say, we signed Lampard on a 3-year deal, like on a 3-year contract. Well, surely that shows you want him there for 3 years, at least to start a project, but then you sack him. Like, I'm genuinely curious how much money Chelsea have forked out paying off contracts for managers. Because these managers are, say they're on, well, 5.2 million a year is the easy one to work out. It's 100 grand a week. And it's for 3 years. But they get sacked after a year. They've still got 2 years worth of 100 grand a week to be paid, which is 10 million or 10.4 million. But it's how many managers have we paid compensation to, and what's the actual fee for it? I guarantee we've spent over 100 million on sacking managers. Easily. And then you had the court situation with Conte, where we didn't want to pay him for some reason, when he was rightfully owed that money because the club sacked him. It's bizarre, but my point stands that if we do not give Lampard time, and that's it, he's gone, this manager merry-go-round will never end, ever, under Roman. And as I said, it'll be the managers I've named. Then more will be up and coming. By that point, we'll then get someone in like well, knowing us, we'll end up going after some of the big managers in Spain, like Enrique. Zidane will probably go after at some point. Simeone. Then you look at in Germany, the Bayern boss, is it Flick? Hansi Flick, who just came in. Tuchel, I've already mentioned. Nagelsmann, I've already mentioned. We'll get Pochettino at some point, probably, as well. And then what? Then what happens? By that point, there'll be more managers. And it will just keep going and going and going and circling through. It's what it will always be. You get a manager in, you win some it. They have a shit run of form, you sack them. You hire a new manager, they win some it. They have shit form, you sack them. And until... basically, we need to go through the pain for that to change. We need to go through the pain of the difficult times for the manager merry-go-round to stop. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. It will take time. It will be difficult. But we all knew this when Lampard took over. We all knew it would be tough. We knew it weren't going to be plain sailing, but because he overachieved last season and then was back this summer, everyone jumped on their high horse saying, yeah, we're going to win the league. But they forget Liverpool won the league by 30-odd fucking points last season. Well, they had a 30-point lead at one point. I think it ended 18 points. But they were 30-odd ahead of us. Like, how are we meant to close 30 points in a season? Regardless of our signings. We might close 10. Maybe 15 at a push. But 30? Are you mad? It was always going to be an impossible job to close that gap. Fully. Now, every team has had its fair share of bad results. Like, for example... You look at the likes of Liverpool. The 7-2 against Villa. They dropped points against Everton. They got smacked by Villa, like I've just said. They dropped points against Fulham. They dropped points against West Brom. City. I think they dropped points against West Brom. They dropped points against Leeds. They dropped points against Leicester. They got slapped by Leicester, actually, 5-2. Man United dropped points against Spurs. West Ham, they were 3-0 up with 5 minutes to go. They dropped points there. And every team's losing points, left and right. So, in that aspect, you can sit there and go, well, with the league being so tight, 8th isn't as catastrophic as it seems. But this is where people take it completely out of context. They see the league and go, boom, you're 8th. He needs to go. Arteta was 15th of Arsenal. 3 wins in a week. And they're 3 points behind us. Like, it happens. And this league is so tight and so topsy-turvy. We could beat Fulham, get a result against Leicester, and then if we like start another run and go on a decent run, we could get back in the top 4 in the click of a finger. And then everyone was sitting there and go, oh, do you remember when we had that tough period over Christmas? Put it this way. if, by some miracle, Lampard is still in a job by the time our next match comes, which is next weekend against Morecambe, if he's still in a job and we go on a bit of a run again and then top four, an FA Cup run, if we do that, people will soon forget. Put it that way. They'll forget all the time we're on the run. We could sit there and win our next 10 games. And people will then go, oh, look at him, we're going to win the league, blah, blah, blah. And then one defeat and bang, everyone will be going, get him, get rid of him, get rid of him. Bye-bye, bye-bye. They're so flip-floppy, so fickle. At one minute he's the best thing since sliced bread, we're going to win the league. And the next minute, he shouldn't be a manager. He definitely shouldn't be managing our club. And it's not me saying that, by the way. I'm just quoting other people. And it's like, what do you actually want? Because you sit there and say, Lampard should go, when, like, because he's not giving instant success. Right? If that's your opinion, fair enough. Who do you want to replace him? And before Poch took PSG job, the three names being thrown around were Pochettino, Tuchel, and Nagelsmann. Now, all three of them are managers that require time and have a project. But you want to get rid of Lampard because you don't want to oversee a project. And I'm literally, right now, I'm scratching my head at it. You don't want to give our best ever player that time, but you'll be willing to give someone completely random that time, who's got no affiliation with the club whatsoever. It's stupid. It really is. And if someone, because I'm yet to find one, in all honesty, if someone gave me a valid reason why they want Lampard to go and why they want one of these other managers in, if they gave me a genuine reason, I may not agree with them. But I'd sit and go, you know what, that's fair enough. You've got a valid opinion. You've backed it up with valid statements. And as I said, I may not agree with them, but that's the beauty of opinions. But if they're just sitting there spouting Lampard out, get rid of him because of this, and then contradict themselves immediately after by saying they want so-and-so manager, well, then what's the point? You may as well keep someone who's actually had the job for a year and a half, knows how the players play, and ride it out. Ride through the storm. And if everyone gave up after a setback, everything we have now wouldn't be a thing. The light bulb was done, had, like, I think it was over 1,000 wrong ways to make a light bulb, but he found the one that worked. And here we are now, we've got light. Same with the phone, same with the TV, the internet, anything. Anything that gets invented. They've all had setbacks. One of the biggest stories in the world, Harry Potter, was turned down by 8 editors. Yet J.K. Rowling didn't give up. She kept going to different editors, and then one finally picked her up. So it's the same. Like, if you're going to just give up on a project at Chelsea because, like, we've had a few setbacks and we've had a few stumbling blocks, then what's the fucking point? So you don't want to push through the bad times to get to the good, but you want to just keep having a great time followed by a shit time, great time, shit time, great time, shit time, when you could go through one shit time to have a dozen great times with prolonged success. But the entire time Lampard's in this job, and as I said, I want him to stay, but I don't think he will. The entire time he's there, it's always going to be shrouded in or out. Right now, the fan base is divided. Big time. Half want him in, half want him out. I actually saw a poll on Twitter. Again, I can't remember who did it. I need to start writing down who's doing these things that I see, like comments and polls and stuff like that, where it had like 30-odd thousand votes. And it was, do you want Lampard in or out? And even with 30-odd thousand votes, the percentage was exactly 50-50. Not 49-51, not 52-48, exactly 50-50. So the fan base is divided. And if he gets sacked, which I've said multiple times already this podcast, I think he will, then I'm going to be devastated. I was devastated when he left as a player. Same as I was with JT and Cech and Drogba and Hazard. And I'd be devastated again if Lampard's the one who goes. It's going to be a surreal moment. The worst part is, I can feel it coming. I can see it happening very soon. And I wouldn't be surprised if within the next couple of days, my phone goes crazy with notifications from Sky News and whatever, or Sky Sports News, should I say. And it'll be Lampard sacked. And because the new manager is going to want January. So if it does happen, it's going to happen in January. Oh, who knows? We'll have to see. But that is going to wrap it up, guys. I hope you did enjoy it. If you did, please share it around. I'd very much appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter at CookCO4. COOKEC04. And until then, I'll see you for the next one, which will be the Morecambe preview. Maybe some more transfer rumours if we get any more pop up other than the ones I've already seen. Maybe transfer news as well. But the transfer ones will be small ones, not 40-odd minutes or whatever time it may be. They'll be short, 10, 15 minutes, not 40-odd minutes. But until then, I will see you on the next one. Goodbye.